So it's really nice to see so many kids here today. And it's on this very special day. Can you tell me what the special day is today?
Father's Day.
It is. It's Father's Day. And it's a day when we can say thank you to our dads and our granddads and even all the special people that love us for the way that they care for us. Have any of you did you do anything special this morning? Yes, did you cook Dad breakfast in bed? No! I'm sure, I don't think there's anything much better than a hug. That's pretty special. Yeah, and so I've got a little box here, and in my box I've got some things that I thought we could have a look at that might help us to think about some of the things that we can be thankful for to our dads. So, here's my first thing. Do we know what this is?
Hammer.
It's a hammer, yes. Have you guys got a dad who maybe fixes things or builds things for you? That's great. So we can be very thankful for that, can't we? Now, what have we got here?
A Duplo car.
It's a Duplo car, that's right. It's only a toy car, and the reason that it's a toy car is because I thought Michael wouldn't be very happy with me bringing a real car into church to show you. So I bought this Duplo car. And, you know, like our dads and our mums too, but we were thinking about dads today. You know, they spend a lot of time, I think, you know, driving us around, taking us to places and maybe taking us to school. So that's something we can be thankful for. What about these? Now, these aren't real, but I'm sure you know what these are. What are they? Yeah, well, can you think of what they might tell us about our dads? That's okay. I've got these because I thought these remind me that our dads love and care for us by working very hard so that we've got food and we've got comfy beds and we've got nice warm clothes. And so our dads work very hard. And sometimes, though, our dads might do this. Does your dad play with you? Yeah. And sometimes he might play with things like these blocks. And this is like this and make houses or this very stylish shop that I'm just sort of making here. There you go. Does your dad do that? Or maybe play outside with a ball or play games with you? Yeah, so that's another great thing we can be thankful to our dads for. And here, Evie's already mentioned this one. This is a special one. These are our children, and they're getting a hug from their dad. And our kids always loved getting hugs from their dad. And just a little secret, I think they still do. Especially our daughter. They're all grown up now, but they still like to get hugs from their dad. And then I've got one more thing to show you, and it's very, very special. It's very, very precious. I'll just bring that out now and get rid of it and get rid of all this. Now, does that look very precious to you?
Yeah.
Look at it. It's all torn and it's broken in the back and it's stained and the pages are falling out. And look, it's even been scribbled on. Yes, but this is very precious because it's a Bible, and this was my dad's Bible. And you can see that it's falling apart because he read it so much. And so one of the most special things for me about my dad was that he read the Bible to us, and he taught us that we have a heavenly Father, which is what Jared was talking about earlier, who loves us even more. And our Heavenly Father, well, he's with us all the time. Isn't that wonderful? He loves us so much and he's always with us. Do you know, we love to talk to our dads, but sometimes we can't talk to our dads. Maybe we're at school and our dad's not there, or maybe dad's at work, or maybe he's in the shed somewhere. And And we can't talk to him when we want to, but we can always, always talk to our Heavenly Father. He's right there beside us. And so whether you're happy or whether you're sad or even if you're worried, you can always talk to God. But God says that to be our Heavenly Father, we have to do something very special. And what we have to do is we have to trust in Jesus. Now, so what I would like you guys to do now is, I've just said that for God to be our Heavenly Father, we have to trust in Jesus. And I want you to yell out in as big a voice as you can, prove it. Okay? So I'm going to say it again, and then I want you to yell out as loud as you can, prove it. All right? So God has said that for us to be his Heavenly Father and be part of his family, we have to trust in Jesus.
Prove it.
Right. Well, when you prove it, this is where we go to. We want to go to the Bible. And I have here that I've written out a very special verse that comes out of the Bible. It's from the book of John. And Evie, would you like to read this for me? Can you do that? Or would you like me to just to read it? Okay. It says, "But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God." And so the first thing is that we have to believe. And we have to believe that Jesus died for us. And we have to believe that Jesus was stronger than death, and so he rose again. And we have to believe that Jesus is the king of everything. Do you guys think Jesus is the king of everything? Yeah, I do too. And we have to accept him. And when we accept Jesus, that means that we feel sad for the wrong things that we've done. And we say sorry. And we say thank you. We say thank you, Jesus. And then do you know what happens? Jesus takes away our sins and he forgives us. And that forgiveness is what makes us part of God's family. And so we can say that God really loves us a lot. And we can say thank you, God. And so we might just pray and say thank you, God, for being our Heavenly Father, and thank you, God, for our dads on this special day too. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much. We thank you for Jesus, that he loved us so much that he died for us. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us dads to care for us and to love us and to show us how to live your way by teaching us the Bible. And so, Lord, we thank you for all these special things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I have here, just for you to take back, a little colouring, a special colouring in. I know you've got colouring ins where you are, but here's a special one that you can colour in and give to your dad. Don't plug your ears, Daniel. So, on the outside it says, Happy Father's Day. There's lots of things to colour in. On the inside it says, God bless you, Dad. And there's a big space for you to draw something really special for your dad. You might like to draw him, or you might like to draw something that he likes, or something that you like. There we go.